Welcome to GCSE Chemistry Revision with me, your tutor for today. I'm so glad you've joined me because today we are diving into one of the most important and frequently examined topics in the entire GCSE Chemistry specification, energy changes. This is topic 4.5, and whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this content's going to come up. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's make sure you really understand this, not just memorize it. Let me start with the big picture. Every single chemical reaction involves energy. Energy is never created or destroyed. It's transferred. And the key question examiners love to ask is, which direction does that energy transfer go? Does energy leave the reaction and warm up the surroundings? Or does the reaction absorb energy from the surroundings and cool things down? That's the heart of this topic. Let's get into the core concepts now. The first and most fundamental idea is the difference between exothermic and endothermic reactions. Let me give you the definitions you need to know. Cold. An exothermic reaction is one that transfers energy to the surroundings, causing the temperature of the surroundings to increase. The energy released comes from the formation of new chemical bonds. Classic examples include combustion, burning fuels like methane or wood, neutralization reactions between acids and alkalis, and oxidation reactions. Think about hand warmers. You crack the pack, iron oxidizes, and heat is released. That's exothermic in action. An endothermic reaction, on the other hand, takes in energy from the surroundings, causing the temperature of the surroundings to decrease. Energy is absorbed to break existing chemical bonds. Examples include thermal decomposition, heating calcium carbonate to make calcium oxide and carbon dioxide, and the reaction between citric acid and sodium hydrogen carbonate. Think about sports cold packs. You squeeze them, the chemicals react, and the pack gets cold. That's endothermic. Here's a memory hook I love. Exothermic equals exits. Energy exits the reaction and goes into the surroundings. Endothermic equals enters. Energy enters the reaction from the surroundings. EX exits, EN enters. Say it a few times and it'll stick. Now the second key concept, reaction profiles. Examiners absolutely love asking you to draw or interpret these, so let's make sure you're confident. A reaction profile is a graph showing how the energy of the system changes as the reaction proceeds. The x-axis is labeled progress of reaction, and the y-axis is labeled energy in kilojoules per mole. For an exothermic reaction, the reactants start at a higher energy level on the left. The line rises to a peak. This peak represents the activation energy, and then falls down to a lower energy level for the products on the right. The products are lower than the reactants. The overall energy change, delta H, is negative because energy has been released. For an endothermic reaction, the reactants start at a lower energy level. The line rises to the activation energy peak, then settles at a higher energy level for the products. The products are higher than the reactants. Delta H is positive because energy has been absorbed. Now, what is activation energy? This is the minimum energy that particles must have in order to react when they collide. It's shown on the reaction profile as the difference between the energy of the reactants and the peak of the curve. Crucially, and this is a very common exam mistake, the activation energy is measured from the reactants level up to the peak, not from the products, from the reactants. Please remember that. Also, always draw a smooth curved line for your reaction profiles. Examiners specifically look for a curve, not a straight line up and a straight line down. It should look like a hill, not a triangle.